You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, the coronavirus pandemic seems to have prompted the retirements of quite a few top city and county executives in the Inland Empire. Who are those?
Yeah, it's extraordinary, and some of them are coronavirus-related and some are not. But the Riverside County Chief Executive Officer, George Johnson, is retiring at the end of the year. He's 59 years old. He's been with Riverside County 30 years, and he's been CEO since June of 2017. He had worked his way up the chain of command in county government, but he'll be leaving by the end of the year. The San Bernardino County CEO, Gary McBride, is going to be leaving as of today, Friday, October 10th, to do special projects. His projects actually are going to be related to the pandemic. He'll be assessing the long-term fiscal impacts on county services, including public health, and tracking the use of federal dollars, the CARES Act funds. In addition, the Riverside County Schools Superintendent Judy White, who was the first African-American to be superintendent in Riverside County and Moreno Valley before that, she is going to be retiring. She's turning 65. She announced that she'll be leaving on November 1st, but she said it was always her plan to retire at 65. Rialto City Manager Rod Foster, who's only been there since May 2019, is departing on October 23rd. The city fire chief will be acting city manager while they do a search. And the Harupa Valley School Superintendent Elliot Duchon is leaving at the end of the year after 16 years as superintendent and 44 years in the field of education. Ben, I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. If I did, I'm sorry. But yeah, this is a lot of top officials leaving, top public officials leaving very soon.
Definitely. I'm sure that'll have quite an impact. And next, some sad news. One of Oak Glen's historic apple farms suffered a devastating fire last weekend.
Yeah, Los Rios Rancho. This is the one at the top of the grade as you go up Oak Glen Road. The bakery, the store, the historic packing house, which was built more than a century ago, and the Wildlands Conservancy Preserve Shop all were destroyed in a fire over the weekend. 100 years of history gone. You know, I have fond memories, as many people do, of that place. It was the first apple orchard I ever visited. It's believed to be the largest apple farm in Southern California. They say that the fire apparently started in the kitchen. Los Rios Rancho has been able to reopen some of the outdoor activities, such as the self-pick apple orchard, the horse-drawn wagon rides, the children's petting zoo, and a satellite kitchen for sandwiches. But, you know, certainly the historic buildings that people are used to seeing up there are gone.
But the Wildlife Conservancy is okay?
The Wildlands Conservancy, the 909-acre preserve with the hiking trails and the Children's Discovery Center are still there.
That's good. Next, sheriff's deputies had to shut down a giant car show in Loma Linda over coronavirus concerns.
Yeah, it turned out to be more popular than the organizers had anticipated. The youth ministry of the Loma Linda University Church announced that they were going to have a drive-through charity car show. They thought 10 or 20 cars would show up. Well, 3,000 people showed up, and that violated the state rule against large gatherings. It actually created a traffic jam near the hospital in the parking garage there. Videos showed sports cars, luxury cars caravanning through the parking garage. The sheriff's department had not been informed beforehand. This was a small event that apparently had been approved by the city, but this turned into a social media-driven viral event. Nothing like it that I can recall in a long time.
Yeah, wow. And lastly, why don't we have a roundup of other coronavirus news in the Inland Empire?
Sure. Well, Riverside County supervisors have been expressing impatience with the inability to reopen under the state rules, and for a couple of weeks were threatening not to cooperate with those state guidelines. But this week they voted 4-1 to work with the state authorities to clarify the issues rather than go into a full-fledged rebellion. Riverside County had been able to go down to the red tier of substantial numbers of coronavirus infections. But, in Riverside County and San Bernardino County, and in fact all over California, it sounds like the rates of coronavirus infections, positive tests are going up. And so Riverside County is in danger of having to go back to up to the purple, most restrictive level. And San Bernardino County, although it too is hoping to go down to the red tier, the soonest that could happen is October 20th, and that doesn't look like the direction they're going.
All right. Well, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.